From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hungary has blocked its main migrant crossing point from Serbia. New laws in Hungary are aimed at halting the stream of Middle East refugees headed into that country on their way to Germany and other nations. Dozens of police stood guard on a railway track that asylum seekers had been using to cross into the European Union. Meanwhile, Germany's new border checkpoints cause traffic jams as long as 20 kilometers into Austria. European Union interior ministers are meeting to discuss ways to spread responsibility for the seemingly endless flow of refugees into Europe. Egyptian officials say a group of tourists was in a restricted area when security forces opened fire on Sunday. 12 people were killed, including two Mexican citizens, when the tourists were mistaken for a group of terrorists. Six survivors told Mexico's ambassador to Egypt that their convoy was attacked by plane and helicopter. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has demanded an investigation into the shooting. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been ousted from office in a leadership challenge. Mr. Abbott was replaced as leader of the Liberal Party by his rival Malcolm Turnbull, who will become the head of government. Turnbull's support for a carbon trading plan, gay marriage, and an Australian republic have made him unpopular with his party's right wing. Authorities in Malaysia say they have arrested three people in connection with last month's bombing in Bangkok, Thailand. Khalid Abu Bakr, the head of Malaysia's National Police Force, announced the arrest of a Pakistani man and two Malaysians, one of them a woman, at a news conference in Kuala Lumpur Monday. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in central Afghanistan, freeing hundreds of inmates. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Afghan officials say the well-organized pre-dawn assault began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance that allowed other insurgents to get into the prison in the province of Ghazni. An Interior Ministry spokesman, Najib Danish, told VOA the facility was housing around 436 men and women prisoners. He says 355 of them escaped, including a female detainee, and a search is underway to recapture them. The spokesman added that the remaining prisoners have been moved to a more secure location. Afghan authorities have described almost half of those who fled as dangerous criminals, saying they were charged with national security crimes. Several guards were also killed in the shootout with the insurgents. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Billionaire Donald Trump continues to gain support in his quest to be the Republican candidate in next year's U.S. presidential election. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll released Monday, 33% of Republican voters said they would choose Trump. Former neurosurgeon Ben Carson surged to second place, rising to 20% support. The rest of the crowded Republican field is suggested as struggling to keep pace as they get ready for their second debate on Wednesday night. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush came in at 9% in the poll, followed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio at 7%. Firefighters in the U.S. state of California Monday continued battling a dozen wildfires, including one that has already burned more than 20,000 hectares since Saturday. Governor Jerry Brown issued a new state of emergency on Sunday that covers two counties affected by that fire. The order includes mobilizing National Guard soldiers to help with relief efforts for the thousands of people who have been forced to leave their homes. About 1,500 firefighters are trying to stop the so-called Valley Fire, which has already destroyed 400 homes and injured four firefighters. A U.S. courthouse clerk who was jailed for refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses returned to work on Monday, saying she would not block her deputy from issuing them. She is questioning the document's validity, though, without her authorization. Hours after Kim Davis showed up at the Rowan County Courthouse in Kentucky, the deputy, Brian Mason, issued a marriage license to two lesbians. Davis returned to work after being jailed for 5 days. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.